This week on Barbell Shrugged, we talk business with CrossFit North Atlanta owner Travis Harkey and Garage Games Gym General Manager Justin Metz.
Yo, this is CTP, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrugged podcast, the number one strength and conditioning podcast for CrossFitters.
If you want to check out the video version, which you should, go to fitter.tv and watch that because it's way cooler than just listening.
And how do you spell fitter.tv there, Mr. Bledsoe?
F-I-T-R.tv.
He's a good speller. All right, while you're there, definitely go and sign up for the newsletter. As part of signing up for the newsletter, you'll get a video that Mike made where he shows you the top seven snatch mistakes that you're probably making that are keeping you from hitting that next PR and lifting some big weight.
Yeah, look at the seminars, tune into the show, and get ready to become a more awesomer version of
you. We give you the tools you need to succeed.
You become a tool.
All right, it's Mike Bletzer here with Doug Larson. We're at the CrossFit Southeast Regional Competition. We're sitting here with a plane
overhead. They're coming!
They found us.
As you can tell, we are not podcasting with athletes. We have the CrossFit North Atlanta crew here with us.
So
anyone here? And we have Justin Metz from the garage and
Brandon
from.
The garage
as well. So we have CrossFit North Atlanta and the garage. Is that right?
Arm wrestle.
Leaving anyone out?
Yeah. No? Howdy.
Okay.
No.
If your children are in the room, you should send them to bed.
Most likely. We have gin and tequila on site. So this will prove to be a good podcast.
Travis
I'm sure.
is sponsored by a tequila company. Is that right?
We are El Jimador.
So
I'm not drinking.
Buys me diapers.
Where can you find El Jimador?
Local grocery
at
store.
Travis's house.
What? In Georgia?
Grocery store?
Anywhere. It's the number one tequila
in
Mexico.
He has no idea where to buy it. It just gets delivered to his doorstep.
7-Eleven.
Hey, number one in Mexico. Number one.
So,
across the North Atlanta, they sell supplements and El Jimador.
So if we actually post this podcast, I'd like for you to go to barbellshrug.com and sign up for the newsletter. That way we can inform you of all of your CrossFit information needs.
This could turn into a shit show. It might not get posted.
Right.
I'm signed up.
It could happen.
I feel like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that this is a shit show now. I feel like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy
that
it's a shit show now.
AKA
episode, was it 13?
The Hawk,
AKA
maybe.
Toby.
15.
Toby.
The shortest
Toby?
Episode and shortest guest we've ever had.
Oh, no.
Low blow.
There has to be at least one girl who's been on the show that's equal or shorter height than
Laura Matter was,
maybe
on, the
Laura.
Laura
what
was
about,
on the show.
What about little Yamaguchi? I mean,
talking to your mic, Travis.
Oh, hot mic.
All right, so we've been talking a lot today. Well, we've been discussing CrossFit gyms in the Atlanta area and how it's so dense. What are your thoughts on that, Travis?
I'm telling you, I don't even think our members know who's around the corner. I mean, there's, what, 5 or 6 in a 2-mile radius? And we're just, you know, I'm not saying we're, like, having Sunday breakfast together, but we're pals. And
what about the one shopping, though?
Well, I mean, when you got the best gym, it's much easier. It makes life a lot easier, you know.
What is the best gym in Atlanta?
That was a smile, by the way. CrossFitNorthAtlanta.com.
CrossFitGarage.com.
You're not Atlanta. You're
OTP, bitch. We're Woodstock.
Y'all are so far away from each other that it doesn't even matter.
I pack a bag to go to his gym. I take the camper.
Every time I talk to a CrossFit Atlanta area owner, we end up hearing complaints about the density and how maybe CrossFit should, you know, implement some type of geographical rules there.
Just take out the suck.
Well, I tell you, what happens is what emerges is a big gap between a lot of new gyms that, you know, are just getting in the game, and then there you go. Very interesting. Excuse my ADD, by the way. It's my secret power, but it's also a curse and a gift. I was having lunch with a new gym owner, and I said, I looked at him and I said, beep. That was protect his name. That was the sensor.
I gotcha.
Beep. Self-censoring. Beep.
We'll see if that one lasts.
And I said, dude, you realize that 75% of my membership is more has more CrossFit experience than you do, right?
Now, I see that a lot, too.
I mean, now I'd like you to go and coach that. See Spencer over there, right? Like, we threw him in, we started him up, and I was in a pickle, and I was like, damn, these AMs, like, we need somebody. And I threw him into a class of four-year, five-year CrossFitters, and they just, that was trial by fire. Yeah, huh? Yeah, you did.
Did he do well? Or is he still teaching? He's not coaching that class anymore?
You earned your gamification that week.
What is gamification?
That's a grown-ass man certification.
I like it.
Yes. Put that in the gamtionary, please.
So, Travis, what's it take to have like a great gym versus just a good gym?
I think it's a combination of great coaching and a membership that has been there, that has stuck there. The maturity of a good mature membership
community
makes a difference. Community's huge. It's a big deal, you know. But it's also driving the, you know, I mean, having members that know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and are there to help other new people, and they lead the way, you know, especially down here at regionals right now. You know, I mean, you know, our senior class, this whole competition, CrossFit evolved, and, you know, it was awesome.
Who's your picks this weekend?
Matt Baird, CrossFit North Atlanta. Boom.
What about for the ladies?
Ladies? I don't know. I've always had a thing for Shayna Pinkhair.
It's actually blue.
Wait.
It's purple now.
Is this thing
purple.
On? Uh-oh. Hot mic. Yeah. Hot mic. My wife's asleep right now.
You know, this post on the internet, like, to be able to watch on demand.
How do you watch something that's audio?
Looks at the camera like,
where did that camera come from?
Oh, snap! This is actually, like, on camera?
If that's not highlight reel, I don't know what it is.
Oh, shit. I would have like brushed my teeth or something.
This is perfect.
So, Travis is a long time barbell shred.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's one of the most hardcore podcasts.
Brother, I just wish I wish I could look at my own damn website. You know, I mean, I got four children and a gym. I mean, it's 24/7. You know, whatever. Cry me a river.
What you guys don't know is that Travis and Burke are actually professional actors now.
Boom, we did a Botox commercial.
What?
We got a member. She sends an email. She's like, I need, and we've helped her before, like, do little, it was like a local CBS affiliate. And she's asked us to do little spots on whatever, weather, whatever. Anyway, so I was like, sure, we'll do it, Robin, whatever, you know. Anyway, so we get there, and we actually shot a freaking commercial for Botox.
What is Botox?
I don't know. It's like,
you still have no idea.
Botox for guys?
I think that's what it is.
Botox for Botox. Dudes. I was thinking maybe it was like a detox for bros.
That's what I thought it was. I was thinking it was a spoof. I don't know.
It's Botox for guys. If it was a detox for men, that could have been like an intervention thing. I'd have been like, bullshit, this is not real. Yo, I told you, don't talk about my drinking. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Anyway, so we shot this Botox commercial, and I don't think it went live, did it? Clearly we have faces for radio.
Yeah.
But for the first time in Burke's life, here's this skinhead looking, you know, ex military killing, covered in tattoos guy, and the producer thought I looked scarier than he did.
Really?
Boom.
You do look scary, that's for sure.
I'll cut Spear. You. I'll spear. By the way, I love spear.
What is spear?
Tony Blauer, dude.
Well, okay.
Motherfuckers is my boy.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar. I just didn't know if we were referring to the same thing here.
Do you see me wearing the shirt? Spear.
I don't have one of those yet.
Well, you can get one. You can buy it on spear.com.
Is it really spear.com?
No, I think it's Blauer.
I was gonna say, that'd be quite awesome. The domain,
dude,
to secure.
Dude, that was awesome. I thought his whole thing was sick. I loved it. Every second of it.
We're going to have a cert at the end of the year.
Yeah. Yes. I'm good? Working on it, and now that hopefully he's listening, I'm coming, Tony.
What did you get out of it? What was the best thing you got out of that certification?
Let me tell you, straight up, it's like the posters.
What is it? What certification is it?
It's a self-defense system. All right, we're not talking like, okay, you know, bad dude comes over, I'm Jackie Chan, and what's up? You know, it's like, oh, fuck, blah, blah, you know, it's self-defense. And, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know.
It's all eye gouging and groin kicking.
You would be dirty. Crying like a little girl.
So let some Krav Maga shit.
It really plays towards, and this is what I like about it, because it had been sitting kind of heavy on me that, you know, we train, we've got this great women's group, and, you know, if...
With great coaching.
Stop giving me cues over here, distracting my... I'm flaring.
With great coaching.
But I like your marketing, though. I like
the flow.
No, we got this great women's group, and these women have come so far, and they've tapped into so much training with us. And they've got their deadlift. I mean, we got women, fine. What good's a 300-pound deadlift if you're dead, right?
Could they walk out?
And my wife included. But we train so many movements that could translate
to sure.
defense movement, right?
Yeah.
All they need to do is know about it, right? I mean, so to me, I think it's...
Do they take, like, common, like, functional CrossFit movements and apply them for violence, or what's the deal?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, what's, open palm fist to the face, right? I mean, that's like a wall ball or a press, a push-up. What is, like, crushing someone's face in your knee? Toes to bar. What is it?
Toes to bar.
Toes to bar, right? I mean.
Travis does CrossFit. He knows what he's talking about.
Clearly. What's that thing? It's like you, like, get it up to your the rack, caboose. Anyway.
You think about a jerk?
No. Done that today. I'm fine. I'm good. It's travel day.
Good night, everybody.
You got to rip one off on a travel day.
Yeah, no telling what might come
up. You can't get
up
on a plane with a loaded gun, Mike. You know that. They got rules for that shit.
Never mind.
No, but I think it's amazing. To me, as much as I love the sport of fitness, of working out, you know, the net sum is you lose. But the net sum of a fight or like MMA or something is you're dead. Right?
Yeah.
Hell, my dad played NFL. You lose, you tuck your tail, you grab your ball, you know, and you go home. You lose a fight, you're dead.
So basically what you got out of it was you take CrossFit movements and turn them into physical force?
It's utilizing some natural reaction, you know, natural human movement, and then kind of it's a self-defense system based off that. And Tony's probably...
So why should I
email me and be like, shut the fuck up?
Why should I attend this seminar or certification?
Dude, because you get to like grope all over women and stuff. Well, no, that's another big deal, right? So your wife, right? I mean, what's the last time a woman has been in contact, right? Close, intimate contact with a smelly dude that can impose his will, right? I mean, that's...
The smelly part's super important.
But for my wife, it was last night. You know, but you know, I mean, and what live feels like. I mean, you know, hey, look around this table. You know, besides Hoff, it's all grown men. You know, and I'm just, baby, I'm just kidding. I love you.
That was a lower blow than I get.
Man hug, man hug.
Let's talk who actually has kills.
Oh. Boom. Props. Respect.
That's right. You were an Army Ranger, is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, no, I think, and I to me, of all the sports, I'm surprised. I know CrossFit has actually crossed over with some, like, UFC stuff, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done, like, a joint competition type thing.
Have they?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
They did a UFC CrossFit Expo or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
I think
that's a great idea.
Talk about a test of work capacity.
There's also a gym in Arizona, Combat Sports, I think, does CrossFit training.
Well, Arizona Combat Sports. That's a good gym, by the way.
And they did CrossFit.
So Mike, let's say this. Do you, for as far as humans go, do you need to be a CrossFit? You might not need to be a CrossFit competitor or competition athlete, but you need to know how to deadlift. You need to know how to lift something.
Yeah,
heavy.
For sure.
Right. And you know how to put a load over your head. Right. Well, you might not want to compete in the fucking octagon, but you need to know how to defend yourself.
That's a good point, yeah.
So I feel like we'd be cheating our – I mean, they come to us for fitness and it's more than fitness. It's, you know, lifestyle. Making them better. It's lifestyle, and it's important. It's really weighing heavy on me right now.
So did you see in the
Actually,
news –
Actually, that's my fat ass. Hey, will you give me a drink?
Travis, did you see in the news that there was a box owner in the UK who stabbed a dude? Like a guy broke into her house –
Yeah, I got tagged on some Facebook thing yesterday.
Yeah, started beating up her husband, and then she stabbed the guy to death with a kitchen knife.
Cut him like a freaking sieve.
And they put it on CrossFit.com.
Yep. Did they?
Yeah, probably.
I got tagged in it.
Yeah.
But then again, I get tagged to pictures of cookies and things for insurance and whatnot. Actually, I got cut off from Facebook posting movies. Evidently, Bon Jovi doesn't want me posting movies about my children, like, playing in the yard.
Wait, you put it to Bon Jovi music?
I that was an example, but Living on the Prairie rocks. But no, they cut me off. I can't post videos anymore for pirating music. Albeit it was like 480 movies or something, but still, it was.
It's ridiculous.
So y'all just moved into a super big space?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Pretty, have you been there?
I haven't been there, no. But yeah. I heard it's big.
It is big.
We want to have you guys in for a cert, or for your, you know, mobility cert, or your simple strength thing, or whatever you guys got.
Yeah, we're starting to do live seminars now. It'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, dude, we got a classroom.
Oh well, really?
Yeah. We look.
That's key. That's nice.
Oh, HVAC, big screen, the whole nine. No, when we it's an amazing space. We're getting kicked out of there, flattening our building. And we're getting kicked out, and we had to find it. And this was the next. This is basically year 6 and 7 for us. So it's the next big step, right? We're pot committed,
right?
You know, I've sold all my children for you know birthright
prices.
Yeah, and leverage to the hilt. I actually Rogue is mentioned in my will. Is that Bevy?
Yep.
Boom. Thanks, brother.
Damn.
And we looked all over, about 3 spaces fell through. We came, it is great. It's got 2 separate warehouses, really designed to be able to do a lot of additional coach development, certifications, things like that, but still be able to have classes. We love it. It's great.
What do you guys do on a weekly basis besides just regular classes?
Drink a lot.
You drink a lot?
Are you utilizing that space?
I mean, you guys have nutrition classes, or do you guys have weightlifting specific classes or anything like that? Anything besides just a regular CrossFit class?
Well, we run leveled classes.
Yeah.
So at any given time, we have parallel level 1, level 2. Level 1, you know, I don't believe in like an on-ramp program. To me, I think it's silly. It doesn't work, you know. But so we ramp it up. We do an L1 and L2. So at any given time, we'll have, you know, 40 for the main classes. Yeah, I mean, it's empty.
Yeah, it's picking up.
At
it's
just not certain close times.
To it. Yeah.
How do they
graduate to the other level? Is that by coach's choice?
That's actually coach's discretion.
Oh,
little private. No, I'm kidding. No.
Okay.
We hope
people are gonna be weirded out. I don't know about that crossing North
Atlanta. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, right. No, what we figured out is it's a minimum. I don't care. And if you came in, I'd be like, bro, you got to do it. Minimum of like 10 classes.
You have a testing out phase.
Well, right? and the actual movements that we test out, you know, the coach will, they're ready. You know, they're ready. They're not. And the goal is to kind of make them want it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the martial arts system, black, that's
like
all
a tier system, yeah, like the same thing martial arts.
I mean,
yeah. Talked about.
We got something like that too.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, you've got members that have been with you for 5 years, you know, to keep them engaged. That gap between, hell, let's not even talk about Rich Fronning and the average human, you know what I mean? But that gap between an advanced member and somebody walking off the street is pretty big. I mean, we just take for granted that some CPA, little, you know, average human can go in there and just clean. Some woman can clean and jerk, you know, 180 pounds, right? That's not normal.
It's not.
So that's a big gap.
We're like, what?
Right. I mean,
we're
you know,
we have a CPA that does that.
Yeah.
We do.
Speaking of which, I'm looking for a CPA right now.
We actually have one. We actually have a couple that might be able to help you out.
But moving away from the
starting a CrossFit CPA business.
Moving away from the on ramp onto tier classes has been the best thing we ever did, without a doubt, without a doubt. And it allows them. I mean, hey, you've done the ripped hands, you've done the paleo challenge, you bought the fucking T-shirt, whatevskies, you know. You just want to come in, train. You want to get better. You want to go next level. You know, we got great advanced coaches like a Matt Baird. When you're coming in, you need somebody that you want the experience. You don't want to shortcut them, like the good hammer rippings and the Angies and the, you know, paleo challenges. And it's kind of like, it's like a freshman class and a senior class.
So just 2 levels?
Yeah. Well, we're actually about to.
Don't tell me you're dropping a 3rd level.
Oh,
it's getting crazy.
Well, it actually kind of spawns off into a. Well, we have our competition, our games prep crew.
Okay.
Make sure
you're facing them.
Yep, sorry.
You're really screwing that up.
You got in trouble.
I know,
you got
dude. I feel, it's like you ever, you
CTP
know, when you're you play golf, you know, when you tee off,
no,
and the
I don't understand.
The tee box is pointing to the left.
No.
Like this whole angle thing here, my back's hurting. Do you feel me tilting? Yes.
Just move closer, dude.
Have you seen my belly? Get in my belly! But no, yeah, it's been great. We love it. It's working famously. So, you know, eventually we'll probably split this and we're about there. Well, and by the way, we only really have 3 days of core classes. We go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And we do specialty work on Fridays and Wednesdays. And if you do 3 days of our programming, Matt Baird and Burke here, you're gonna get results for Sizzle. Best thing we ever did was cut that off.
Yeah.
Forced rest day. I've never seen happier faces in my life. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, so you're saying I don't need to come 5 days a week? No. Go home, do something. Have sex with your wife, walk your dog, whatever.
It's pretty tough when you're training 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Too tired.
Tired when I get home.
Do y'all do tier classes?
We have a competition
team.
We'll do it now. Now we have regular CrossFit classes, and then we have a weightlifting team, and we have like a 101 class. So to join the weightlifting team, you have to do 8 weeks of this weightlifting course. So a lot of our CrossFitters do that, whether they're going to join the team or not, for weightlifting, just to improve their CrossFitness. And then we have a competition team, and they get programmed for separately. So
what do you do for beginners?
For beginners, we have a 12-session fundamentals course. So it runs every single month. We go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And after 12 sessions, they all graduate together and go into the classes.
So we had like a two-week kind of like... on-ramp thing.
We're better because ours is like 12, you know, sessions in 4 weeks.
Well, we were getting done in 2 weeks, but it was taking you 12.
And it didn't work well.
No,
so.
Clearly I can see you're not. So I audited a class one time. And then we go
back and forth for a while.
Huh? About what? I audited a class one time. Hey, Bart.
You do
Bart.
Your own workouts?
Hey, Bart. Bart, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
I didn't even hear what he said.
Sorry.
I just thought he hit himself in the head when he was doing it.
I lost my headphones here.
I was knocking his headphones off with his one hand clapping. Can I have some of that?
Did you get that on TTP cam?
Whatever Travis has.
Hey, I'm on vacation, baby. Come on. I've been dealing with team drama all week. I mean, I gotta.
So, CrossFit North Atlanta is not competing.
No, we had an injury. We had an injury this week that was tough, and along with baby, and I tell you, man, it just hit us all at one time. You know what can you do? But we got three athletes. We got Matt Baird, who's going in. I guess he was number one in Southeast, right?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
We got Steve Mullen, Steve Scarape.
I love Steve
Mullen and Taylor.
Fun. Great guy.
Soon to be Baird. Soon to be. I'm so sorry. I'm Baird. love, nothing but love.
All the podcast guests.
Yeah, all previous. Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, they've all been on the podcast.
Did you think anybody could talk more today than that? Covered.
I don't know. I'd say we need to get John North and Matt Baird on the same podcast. Those two guys probably could go forever. We just put them both in front of mics facing each other. Come back 3 days later, and still be fucking going.
Hey, we had a meeting, and I said, Matt, you're going to need to start. If you're going to pontificate on the clean and jerk for 20 minutes, you need to run a second warm-up.
Yes.
Everybody was sitting around cold. Dude,
look at Autumn. She's like, yeah, that's exactly right.
And especially if his shirt's off, you know, and he's, man, we don't have any mirrors, but maybe he can catch a glimpse.
He's catching with his shirt off.
Now, we have a rule. Right, reel that back in.
Matt does curls with a muscle shirt on.
I was like, I believe that.
Dude, it's a CrossFit gym. I mean, you know, your damn secretary has her shirt off. Wait, did I say that?
That's how y'all get members.
Yeah.
That's why y'all doing so well.
Clearly.
Is Matt the secretary when he's not coaching class?
No. Matt is working on Matt when he's not coaching class.
I believe that.
For Sizzle. But, dude, and he coaches our level twos. And it's funny. Because if you want a good laugh, watch him try to coach a level one group. because he's it's you got to have the right mentality to take yourself back to. I just got off the couch, like I just pulled my back out picking up a bag of dog food. I have problems, yeah. Right? And you know, since I'm kind of always live in that state a little bit, like you know, I we connect with that, and Burke's a great coach, and that's what you got to remember how hard it is. You know, I mean, just to jump to support, more or less a ring dip or muscle up or whatever. So, but as far as our advanced members, he's able to really talk nuances of the Oli lifts and the power lifts and his shaven chest and whatnot.
Well, let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to get more thoughts from Travis Harkey.
Wait.
And Justin Metz.
And Justin,
he's
and
still
Justin
he's Metz. Still here.
Hey guys, this is Rich Froning, and you're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to fitter.tv.
All right, we're back.
What's up, J-Bill?
I want a sweet movie intro from Justin
we're
Metz
in
over
Palm
there.
Beach.
Again, welcome back.
Yeah, so, while we were taking a break, we actually got off on some very serious conversation about running a CrossFit gym business,
no.
Tracking membership, finding out when people are showing
no.
up.
No, we were talking about tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Like a very serious conversation? I don't know about that.
Well, I wouldn't say it was serious. No, but it was a very heated discussion about basically membership structure, scheduling CrossFit classes, all that type of stuff. Travis has been doing this CrossFit thing for how many years? Since what?
Seven.
2007?
Yeah.
Or 2006?
I've had three babies and a lot of work.
He's had a lot of experience. So we were discussing what membership structure?
Yeah, we were just getting into kind of, you know, how we have it set up versus the unlimited workout thing. And, you know, or even starting back in the days of HQ, three on, one off.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, for us, we do unlimited only. And when I look...
Unlimited
means that you can, when you sign up, you have access to every single CrossFit class we offer.
You got stats?
You can come 6 days a week.
How often do they come?
Yeah, so that's something people should look at.
I asked you a question, Luke.
All of our members, how often do all of our members come?
I mean, you know what the frequency of their training is.
Well, that's what we were talking about. So what statistic program do you guys use to track
that? How do you track it?
Well, it kind of hit me. I was at MBU, Mind Body University.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. When you have to take a, you have to go to university for software, you know
it means it's too hard to navigate.
You know it's bloated.
it means the customer service sucks, is what it means.
Yeah.
oh shit!
But
edit that shit out.
But dude,
keep it in there. Who cares?
Hey, no,
are you guys
bro,
sponsored by MindBody? I don't.
Dude,
care.
I'm
a customer.
You,
I don't care.
Hey, I wrote the fucking CrossFit MindBody page 4 years ago. I was at the games and walked into the MindBody little tent.
Yeah.
And they had three posters of my quote. And let me tell you what that epic quote was.
I'm ready.
We don't like moving paperwork at our... We like moving barbells, not paperwork at our gym. Right? And, I mean, I hadn't slept in 3 days, you know. And I was like, okay, fine, woman, I'll give you a quote. Anyway, dude, it was on three posters. I was like, ha, that's me. Look. You know. I'm like, you fools.
So, do you use MindBody?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And about ten other pieces of software, you know.
Yeah.
Overlapping.
So yeah, it sounded like you had a lot of redundancy going on.
Well, we do. We're using Wattify right now, and we're loving what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's I mean, you know, it was hard for me to the thought of putting, you know, a workout of the day on a big screen. Let me tell you, we're at almost Spencer, what probably 95% engagement right now, on Beyond the Whiteboard. We were maybe at 10.
What's that mean?
That means we went from 10% of our membership digitally tracking their data and their mm-hmm. workouts to 95%.
So you're using Beyond the Whiteboard, and about 10% were tracking.
I am no longer using Beyond the Whiteboard.
But now you're using Wattify?
Correct.
And you got 95% of your members tracking?
It is part of the ritual.
Yeah, and, it's and part of it. I
it
agree.
It is the
I
new
agree.
Whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly.
How hard was it to get – I mean, you've been around for a while. How hard was it for that transition? Because one of the things – we've talked about that being a tough thing is like implementing new things with members that have been with you for 5 years.
It's a 5-minute conversation.
The Wi-Fi thing is cool, though. I think people
it's
would pick
cool.
that up.
Is dude, there,
you got TV on the wall, the keyboard right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just walk over
you.
And input right away.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are going to eat that up.
People are so linked in, they just see, okay, well, this just makes sense because I've got a phone and I can get on it anytime I want to anyways.
Yeah, we
had a little bit better integration on our site just because we had the My Previous link on it, so people were already tracking it through our site. So we probably had about 50% of our membership actually on our site and commenting and stuff like that. So that was great, right? But with Wattify now, everybody. I mean, there's no one that doesn't post because it's part of part of the class.
Exactly as Justin said. I know you guys can't hear me.
I'll echo.
Get on the mic,
just
dude.
Just move up to the mic.
Here, set up. Ask a question.
Just put your
Bert nose. David, CrossFit North Atlanta.
Put your nose right up to the pop filter.
That's probably not a good idea.
If people can go to their phone and log in their WOD or whatever it is they did for the day, it's easy as they walk out of the gym. So we actually have them line up in front of a TV and they kind of we the
coach, two TVs.
Matt and I make sure that they
make you have two TVs.
Exactly. And I make sure that they log in their stuff before they leave the gym. But in the event they have to leave early, they know that they have the option because Spencer's put it on the blog that hey, you can go to the mobile Wattify. com and put it in your phone. Thanks, Justin.
So that big black thing on your face is confusing.
Yeah.
What? Hello.
It's like being
a flashback.
But I thought it was
mind
that
you,
kind of
mind you a prison.
They can go put it in their phone and their workout's done. So the next time they come in and do back squat or whatever, they have that information available, and then we don't have to play guessing games anymore.
It tracks all your girl workouts, tracks all your maxes, tracks all your hero workouts.
Spotify.com.
So right
food
now,
journals, too.
So right now, we're overlapping. So we use MindBody as our membership management, as our scheduling, as our credit card processor, and
they do point of sale?
Retail.
For retail,
Wattify does it as well, though.
Their
method
they
of tracking do? Your actual inventory is a bit. It's not that great yet.
For which one
they're working on? Wattify.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now we run a very complex business. I mean, we offer five different types of programming, and you know, so how to do that? You know, we also do. I'm watching over here in my eyesight. Yeah. actually I had to go out, so it was hard for me to go out and buy two big and actually 3D what's up big screen TVs and put them up.
That's hard to swallow.
It was like I was like one of which just is like text, right?
Right.
The other one is the app, which is super sick.
That's like a $3,000 setup, something like that.
Yeah, no. I
think you get through Wattify. I think it is.
You get TVs cheap.
Man. Oh, I bought these TVs for $500 at Costco. Dropped a Mac Mini they had on there.
Yeah.
Hooked the stereo up to the main thing. They were boom, boom, boom.
Couple TVs, a stereo, Mac Mini.
Oh, hang on. It links in through the stereo.
And then we run Pandora, Spotify, and you know, all into the sound system from that.
And then you can hear the buzzer and stuff through your speakers. You
hear the buzzer. You mean
start
like
the
clock? No, can't hear the clock.
They've got a separate clock. I mean, we run the same thing. We got a separate clock. You could pull a clock up on like just a clock timer.
I was in the gym earlier today, and they had like a clock on their TV. Yeah. I was wondering if it was the same system. I don't
know.
They just pulled it up. Yeah.
We're just trying to get it.
That was just like stopwatch.com.
We're trying to get a remote that works.
Fuck, I don't know.
I've now bought 700 Fight Combat remotes.
All right, so we were talking about tracking earlier. As a business owner, it's good to track everything that's happening so that you can make informed decisions.
Without a doubt.
And you were saying that you could that 95% of your clients are using it now. So how do you know that? Like, are you tracking every person that's coming in? Are you using MindBody to track people coming in? Are you using Wattify? How are you tracking the members that are coming
in? Great. Now, that's where we are in that overlap. Great question. Right now, our coaches get paid part of by attendance. So they're incentivized to put everybody in.
Coaches are responsible for inputting the client data.
Mike, I'll tell you, going from unlimited classes.
How do they do that? Is that paper or through Wattify?
They do. No, they are MindBody doing that.
Okay.
Well, like I said, we're waiting for.
We're using MindBody and Wattify.
Bro, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
We are too. But
coaches use MindBody.
Well, everybody
people use Wattify. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
But we also use Infusionsoft. We also use Basecamp and Google Docs, and I mean, you name it. I mean, we if there's a
what do you use Infusionsoft for?
Marketing automation stuff. It's a great way to kind of
like your email system and all that kind of stuff.
It is. Well, we used Constant Contact, and that, you know, email marketing is great, but it's not smart. It's not. We can't plan it.
But Constant Contact's not good for autoresponders and whatnot.
No, and you know, we're really working on it right now to manage our Spencer has set it all up to manage our prospect system.
Uh-huh.
Right. So that's getting them into our intro and then onto, you know, enrollment and whatnot. And then we'll use it to kind of engage and retain members as we set up what we're doing there. And then as kind of like a nurture campaign for folks. We actually picked up a lot of this from Tribe, Iron Tribe. They've got some pretty cool
things. Oh, yeah, they've got a crazy system.
They figured this shit out.
No doubt.
You were talking about intros. You guys do individual intros as well still?
Yeah.
100%. So we were talking about that earlier. Yeah. We still do it, too. They actually don't do it.
Dude, we went from a like 10% conversion rate on like bringing your friends, free wad, kick their ass, not let them walk for like 4 days. Yeah. Sweet.
To an actual sales
pitch. To actually like one-on-one, you know, listen to them, you know, introduce them to the movements, and it's at like a, you know, 70%.
We actually have, what we do is we have fundamentals, and we max out the fundamentals class. It's completely full. But we do like a consultation, you know. Once you've done your first fundamentals class, then we schedule a consultation sometime between like that and their free memberships up.
Back-end intro.
Right. It's a back-end intro. Same thing. There,
yeah. All the models, whether it's CrossFit or Globo Gym or whatever, are moving towards the prospect wants to feel like you care and that you're listening.
It needs to be individualized.
Without a doubt.
That's why people come there anyways. It's cheap personal training, right?
So you're tracking people coming in. Yep. You see that 95% of the people are keeping data. How do you feel about that? You think that's going to be huge on retention? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like to me like if you're maintaining data on the client and they're updating that, they want to see the results, the progress. I feel like that's a huge retention tool.
Without a doubt. How fast CrossFit has grown, and we're down here at a competition that they never had before. I mean, me and Mike G, we ran sectionals. They don't do that anymore. That's when the Open came in after that. But I mean, garage games, I mean, the affiliate league, there's activity every weekend. That did not exist 6 years ago at all. And what existed was the whiteboard, you know? You'd just call out a little baller like, yo, cockneasal session noon, boom, who's going big, right? I'm going to kick your ass, pussy. And, you know, and you'd rally. And, dude, that's how we built up, like, you know, our seniors are – This membership that has driven everything. Well, this members, you know, so those advanced members, you know, are now trying to compete for the games, and they're training towards this, and they have sponsors. We got trade magazines, WTF, to quote my 8-year-old, you know, or whatever she would say, WTAG, kosher would be nice. That's non-cussing. Anyway.
What's AG?
Edit, I think it's WTH edit. For an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Eight, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I was looking for. Yeah, I totally skipped like four consonants.
So, wait, as a guy that's been in the game for, you know, 6 or 7 years now, you've made more mistakes than probably anyone and everyone. And what are the biggest mistakes you've made that could help out someone who's brand new? He's like, the list goes on.
I'm like, where do you want to start with? Like,
here, let's start off with like the first 2 years you were in business.
I tell you, you know, I'm a DIY guy.
Yeah,
like,
DIY.
I got tools. Like, yes, I want to
do yourself it.
Yeah.
Do yourself. I'm a do yourself it guy.
Hey, Nike thought about that one, but they went with the whole just do it.
I'm a do myself guy. I'm a do myself guy.
Do you.
Me too. Right? Yeah. Hey, damn, bro. You got
limited options when you're out of town.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when your wife's been pregnant like 7 of the last 8 years. Right? But that doesn't slow anything down because you're guaranteed you can't get her pregnant because she already is.
Winning.
Damn. Hey, dude, that's my line. Like, so, like, I had ball cancer last summer. and then my joke.
Good night, everybody.
I'm serious. So my joke is,
I heard you were down to one.
Yeah, I'm down to one. Roger served me well. Yep. AKA the wrecking ball. So my line, but I had that surgery 2 weeks before my fourth child, my boy. So I'm one of four boys, and my whole family have like 8 girls, right? Just nothing but little girls running everywhere. And then we got the boy coming. So anyway, my joke is my household was at 2 balls, went down to 1, up to 3, winning, boom.
It's more than 2.
That's 3, winning.
I know.
Yeah.
What were the mistakes you made? We got off track. We started talking about balls for some reason.
This might be easier. What was the one business decision you made that made things
build
better?
Build capacity.
I think he was saying losing a ball.
Build capacity.
That's kind of an ambiguous term. What does that mean? Capacity?
Meaning this, like, you know, strategy. I can tell you right now, we are without a doubt, I mean, I could be wrong, but I seriously doubt that there's another gym with three full-time staff on salary, right?
Us.
You know, well, fine you, but I mean, you know, but.
Well,
we've
got five.
You also got four gyms, and you've also how many partners?
Well, no, out of the two gyms.
That's okay.
Yeah,
right.
There's only two garage gyms. The other ones are like kind of satellite.
And how many guys are in the group? That's Eric and
Eric, Wes, Shane, and Andy.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just talking about me, right? And my wife, who's been making babies for 9 years.
Numbers keep changing.
So does that mean build a team and don't try to do everything yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Without a doubt. Okay. Very few people are blessed with to have four or five equals working together.
That's what he's trying to say.
You know?
Capacity.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know. Without a doubt. And it's expensive, and it's time-consuming, and it's hard.
Hire awesome people.
That's right. Only hire stars. Spread the work, spread the wealth.
We could
probably close with that.
Without a doubt.
Doug's trying to finish his podcast.
And I'm like, we're probably
like,
good.
Fuck.
We're 40 minutes in. Actually, I felt like we've been here for a lot longer than that. We keep going. Matt Hoff hasn't said shit second half.
But dude, those are some hot topics.
I really haven't. I talked about killing people the first half, so I really don't know where to go from there.
And shooting million-dollar missiles,
sure,
that'll get you a hummer tonight.
Million-dollar missiles.
Boom.
What kind of tank was that again, Matt?
It was a T-72.
T-72.
So should I just start with the whole story?
T-72.
T-72.
Just when you're talking to the ladies, just start with your million-dollar missile.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta start with
I'm
that.
5'4". They're not going to believe that I have a million-dollar missile.
Just tell them, like, just say,
like, you don't see an elephant trunk on a mouse. I'm just going to, like, there's some expectation management going on here.
But see, one of my lines to my wife is, like, I'm 6'3", 270, and I'd be like, baby, do you realize how big my penis would look on him? I mean, I'd look like Long Dong Jong Kong.
Advantage having small legs.
It's all relative.
So don't squat.
Don't squat. You look better for the ladies.
Once your pants are off. All right. Let's wrap this up real quick. Start off with Doug. Let you do your plugs. That way Travis and Justin can prepare.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the hell's going on.
Earlier we mentioned that we're doing some live seminars. Maybe we will come down into CrossFit North Atlanta in the future and do some live seminars. Yeah. But we do have some coming up also in the Atlanta area. One at Brandon Phillips' gym. And then we're coming back to Florida here in August and doing one in Miramar at CrossFit Siege. Brandon Phillips' gym is CrossFit Bound and CrossFit in Atlanta. So we're doing some live seminars.
Yeah.
In Kennesaw.
Also, y'all, if we're talking about your seminars, the Garage Games 1 will have the DVD or, you know.
That's right. We did some live seminars. What competition
totally
was that?
Totally forgot about that.
Garage Games 1?
Garage Games 1, yeah.
What's the word on that?
Same seminar will be down there. Currently, we're waiting on James Chaney.
James, calling out James.
No, he's got it all done. He's just got to export it. It's like what 5 hours.
Is that what he told you?
Yeah,
yeah. And he fell for it.
Okay, so yeah, if you're at the Garage Games 1, me, Mike, and Chris Moore all spoke, and you guys
awesome
are selling
stuff.
Selling that DVD or streaming video or whatever
it's
going to be.
Selling. It's just going to be part of the Box Complete program, something that Jared and Simon and some of the guys from Garage is put together.
Okay. Well, that'll be available. Got a time frame on that? A rough time frame? Depending on James. I'll text James.
Hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah, James is getting a phone
call
tonight.
By the end of the year.
Why do you think I'm filming this fucking show?
So we got our live seminars that are available. If you want us to come out to your box and do some live seminars, I'm going to do mobility and nutrition. Mike's going to do weightlifting. Chris Moore is going to do powerlifting for CrossFitters. You know, squat, deadlifts, and whatnot, and some training philosophy stuff. And then we're open if you have some experts in your area or some coaches at your gym that want to maybe do a lecture or two. Also, we're open to discussion on that as well. So,
And if you want to book us, you can go
to barbershark.com, click on the shop, click on seminars, and click on live seminars and email Mike, basically. Mike@barbershark.com.
Especially if you live in a city that's super awesome.
Yeah.
If you live in a shitty city, don't fucking email me.
If you live in Minnesota, don't call me. If you live in West Palm Beach, we're totally down.
Coming hot from Fargo. It's Barbell Shrug, bitch!
All right, Travis.
Green means go.
Travis, what do you got to plug?
That's it.
While Travis fixes his bike,
I got you.
We are working with Progenics right now. If you want to get 10% off all of Progenics supplements, you can enter the promo code SHRUG when you check out, when you buy all of your supplements on their website online, which is ProgenicsUSA.com, and you can save 10%.
Yeah, their website's online.
Just by supporting the show. All right, Travis, what do you got?
I'd just say this. Hey, we got a great weekend of great athletes, great competition. I'll be watching my boys Matt Baird and Steve Mullen.
Hell
and
yeah.
Taylor Flynn. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
That's your girl.
Yeah, that's my girl. My boom. If you're in the ATL, come on by. We don't charge for drop-ins or anything. We love our community. So,
what's your website?
Holla, CrossFitNorthAtlanta.com. Actually, we got a new website. It's about to release. Sites is RX. Let's kick it up a notch.
Yeah, good stuff.
They're doing great stuff. But we're really excited. We finally really tap into all the everything that we need the site to do. So they've been great to work with.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You should. A lot of skin.
We are too.
A lot of skin. We're looking forward to
Hell
seeing
yeah.
it too.
Hell yeah.
Because we started about 4 months ago.
You guys are the most tequila friendly gym in Atlanta. Is that
we
correct?
We are sponsored by El Jimador.
Anytime
El
Jimador. You start working with a website company, man. That shit takes way longer than anyone ever anticipates. You're like, you can't build a website in 2 weeks? What the hell?
Right.
I know, right? Right.
But we all think it's easy.
No, you don't have an easy button? Like, can't you just build me a muscle up rig?
We'll have the wireframes done in a month.
But thanks for having us. Good fun.
Yeah, thanks
you
for joining us, Justin.
At CrossFitGarage.com. Also, I want to promote the Garage Games. We are currently in talks with some investors about creating a very, very big event, hopefully at the end of the year in Nashville, that we want to start talking about. Don't have a name for it yet, but there's going to be about $250,000.
Don't put it on my competition date.
Yeah.
I'll murder you. wait. Delete that. Edit that out.
But there's going to be $250,000 in prizes.
He'll bleep out murder, and you can just guess what he said. You got to bleep out what
David,
I said.
David, do it again.
It'll be a duck quack.
Don't forget the best of the Garage Games competition, Rumble by the River, August 18th in Columbus, Georgia.
There you go, yeah. Any Garage Games competition, go out and support.
Just Rumble. Just Rumble.
Support.
Hoff, you're double dipping.
Who are you with?
5:15 a.m. class, CrossFit North Atlanta.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He needs more than two members.
No, only if they're hot girls. I like what I've got going right now.
Remember, Million Dollar Missile.
Million Dollar Missile.
All right, guys.
You got a new nickname.
Speaking of hot girls, I'll give my plug. Julie Fouché, thanks for listening. I miss you, and I'll see you at St. Louis.
Isn't there that's called stalking, isn't it?
Pretty much.
It was like a friendly, like, hey, Wayne, come on the show the first five times, and we're like way past the creepy stage with Julie. It's all CTP's
it's
fault.
It's not stalking.
She has a lawyer
if it's out
now.
In the open.
That's right. We've gotten letters.
It ain't gay if it's in a three-way, right?
All right, last thing I want to promote, make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter so we can inform you of all the things we forget to tell you about on the podcast. Also, go to iTunes if you enjoyed this, and give us a 5-star rating, and leave a comment if you can. Go to Facebook, like us.
Only 5-star ratings.
If you give us less than 5 stars... I have no idea why you're still listening at this point in the show.
You need to add on and get your pet spayed and neutered.
People have already stopped.
That's a great closing
listening
handle.
To us, and they're looking at cats.
If you're still listening to this, you love this. Like you have to give us 5 stars. All right, guys, thanks for coming out, cheers. Travis and Justin.
Thanks, guys.
Boom.
Thanks.
Boom. Do I have like a post ceremony? Sweet. That will never make it on the air.